Open for God to speak to us and give us a word of encouragement. And that is particularly true when it comes to politics. Politics inherently, especially our two-party system, is full of hate and full of evil. Take, for instance, on Christmas Eve, three busloads of immigrants were dropped off at Vice President Kamala Harris's house in Washington, D.C. They came from Texas, and they were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Now, this, in my humble opinion, is an act of evil. It's an act where people are put at risk to make a point. You can make a point without endangering people's lives. And again, politics is inherently evil. And Jesus, please come soon to heal our hearts. Speak to us. Amen. Amen. All right. You go ahead, stick and stay. And if we've got birthdays that we're going to be doing, and I want you to be a part of it, 318-484-2500. You can put your person's birthday on the birthday list. That's going to be coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to take a brief break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll return with much more of the music that matters right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
What's the best thing? Says when we came ashore, we learned that this island was called Malta. The local people were very friendly, and they welcomed us by building a fire because it was raining and it was cold. After Paul had gathered a bundle of wood and put it on the fire, the heat caused a snake to crawl out, and it bit Paul on the hand. When the local people saw the snake hanging from Paul's hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. He didn't drown in the sea, but the goddess of justice will kill him anyway." Verse 5 says, Paul shook the snake off into the fire, and it wasn't harmed. The people kept thinking that Paul would either swell up or suddenly drop dead. They watched him for a while, and when nothing happened to Paul, they changed their minds and said, Paul was a god. That's what the five faithless waver I've still stand forever. Just for a few minutes, I want to preach about it didn't kill me. It didn't kill me. Amen. Didn't kill me. Brothers and sisters, one of the physical features that we commonly admire about each other, for those that possess this beauty, is this thing called dimples. Men and women are subject, and many women are prone to having these dimples. Most people who see dimples in somebody typically view those attributes as something admirable, something that complements the smile, something that adds beauty to their countenance, something that is unique to any human being that has dimples. Some dimples are deep, some dimples are high, some dimples are low. In any context, a man or a woman with dimples will be complimented. Why? By their dimples. Y'all roll with me. I'm going somewhere with this. On the flip side, ladies and gentlemen, from a medical standpoint, a dimple is literally a deformity. It is a medical vernacular called fovea buccalis. It is a deformity in the muscle's tissues which grow irregular, therefore causing these pits, these dents in the skin, which actually is a hollow place on the side of the dimple. Right. Brothers and sisters, what I am saying parenthetically is that it is really a deformity, but it possesses beauty. From an exterior standpoint, it can become an attractive or an additive to beauty. But from an interior standpoint, it's not supposed to be there. It is a physical deformity in the face, the chin, or any place of the body. This morning, my brothers and sisters, parenthetically, people sometimes inform us that there may be some things right about us that some may believe to be wrong about us. That there might be some things that is beautiful in our lives, that is admirable in our lives. But behind the beauty, there rests this sense of deformity. What I'm really trying to get to this morning is that what really looks wrong with you is sometimes God can really use that thing to bring out the beauty in your life.
Yes.
God can use what appears to be defective and deformed to do something that is distinguishable. I wish I had a witness in here. My brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, God has a way of taking the deformity out of your experience. Those things that look publicly deformed, and he will allow, amen, the deformity to produce beauty in your life. If you hang in there. Such is the discipline discovered in this discourse. When we look at verse 1 of chapter 28, we have to have a sense or some knowledge of what happened previously in 27.
Yeah.
Chapter 7, 27, my brothers and sisters, Paul is on a ship with 275 people. Amen. 275 people. They are prisoners heading from Jerusalem to Rome to stand before the government.
Amen.
And in the midst of Paul's journey, amen, on this Mediterranean Sea, my